Torah Avoda, the Gemara's Chasadim, in the first three prakim, the Revolva spoke about Torah and Tefillah, and the Rosh Chodesh, so we'll hop on just a lick of the very beginning of the fourth parak, which takes us to Gemara's Chasadim, which takes us to Chevra. That's the title of the parak. Yos bein chaver sheshiifa achas lahem. To be part of a group of friends that have a common goal, that have an experience that ignites us together. Ish ozer l're'eu b'avo yom yomis, to help each other out. L'chiv yomar chazak, b'rugam sherifyon, chalish sadas, people who will give you a boost of confidence when you're feeling down. Zuhi masas nafsho shakal adam u'befrat kal tzair. That's every healthy, well-adapted, balanced person wants to be part of Chevra, wants to have people to work with, people to collaborate with, wants people to give him chizuk. Ubefrat kol tzair, especially when you're a teenager, being part of a group is that much more of a need. And it's true for all human beings, all healthy, well-adapted human beings. And it's true whether you're in yeshiva or not. Coming to yeshiva, you're looking for, as we had the chance to discuss many, many times in terms of decisions for next year, definitely looking for a social experience. Despite the fact that my primary goal in coming to yeshiva is to learn, to learn, to grow, to develop a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One would have thought, incorrectly, that the desire, the goal of becoming a Lamdin, the goal of becoming Yerush Shamayim, would require only a good Chavrusa. Sometimes people make the mistake of thinking, I need a good Chavrusa, basically I'm just trying to develop myself. My own kochos in learning, my intellectual kochos, my analytic kochos, and I'll have a good chavrusa and it'll work. He says that is a very shallow, narrow, shriveled perspective on what yeshiva is supposed to be. Well, in yeshiva, enyana makom leknias yedios levad. It's not meant to be a place for just learning data. Ki makom shashleimus achayim b'torah. Yeshiva is supposed to be b'shiva lomdim lechios kamo shalomdim balulmod. Yeshiva ought to be a place that's going to train me to live as a Jew, in which Talmud Torah will definitely take a very primary place, as it ought to, whatever a Jew is trying to live. But it can't only be how to learn. Uvechayim lomde uvechayim b'Torah, to live a Torah life, tofeses makom nichbad chevrasan shabnei haTorah. Being a part of a chevra of like-minded people, people who share my values, that's an incredibly important part of a Torah life, and therefore has to be an incredibly important part of the incubator for a Torah life, namely yeshiva. Asar yechidim, sheyoshu v'oskim v'torah v'ein b'neim ava v'yachva. That's obviously a paraphrase of the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The 10 people who are learning, be specified, 10 yechidim, 10 individuals are just doing their own thing. The other base matters is a culture that people are learning, but there's no interaction. And there's no caring. He says, so what do you think he's going to say? He said, it's very nice you're learning, but there are other things to living as a Jew besides learning. So you have Torah, you don't do this chasadim. He says, no. Simen hu ki torasam bil tishleimam. Not the pshat, I'm learning Gevaldik, but other things aren't in place. Pshat is, if there isn't healthy interaction, it's felt in the Torah. That there's something wrong with the there's a pegam in the Talmud Torah. V'lo aleihem nemar shchina shruya b'neihem. Asar shi osim yoshim b'Torah. The Mishnah says you'll have asharas shchina if you have a million of people learning. That's when they form a cohesive group. And he says, and let's close for now with this remarkable Medrash Rabban Shir Hashirim. Hayoshevus baganim. to the one who's sitting, literally the one who's sitting in the garden, Chaver Makshivim Kolech, the friends are listening for your voice, Hashmi'ini, let's hear your voice. So what's the significance of that? Pasuk, Nasim Shem Reb Acha Amar, Lemelech Shekoas Al Avodav, V'chavashan V'veis Kolim. Imagine a king who was disappointed with his staff and detains him in jail. What did the king do afterwards? He takes his senior executives, his ministers, Avadav, and his other staff, goes to listen, let's hear what are these prisoners saying. What are they up to? We'll listen in. We'll turn on the microphone. Even before OK Google and Siri and Facebook were always listening, people had ears, and you could go listen with your actual ears to what people are saying. You go by the jail. So the king walks by the window of the jail with his senior staff, and let's hear what these prisoners, these former staff members who have been detained in prison for the way they were conducting themselves, let's see what they're saying. Shama shahayu omrim Adonenu HaMelech, Hu Shulchenu, Hu Chayenu. Wow, our master the king. Praise, focus of our life. Al Nechzar LaAdonenu HaMelech LiOlam. Wow, that's quite an impressive thing for a prisoner to say. See, praising the king. So I'm like, hey. King leans down, sticks his head through the window, next to the bars, and says, exactly. He says, Banai, Hagbiu Kolchem. A little louder. Let the others who are outside be able to hear what you're saying. In other words, that's extraordinary. That's extraordinary. That even in that situation, you have clarity of what's really important. Despite the fact that I needed to temporarily detain you, you still have a sense that this is, that we want our king and this is right and this is good. Wow. The other ones who aren't in the position, the negative position you are, they have to hear your clarity. Let the other avadim hear. Kach, says the Medrash, so too. What's the nimshal? Afal pisha Yisrael, oskim b'malachtan kol sheishas hayamin. All week long, gotta go to work, you don't have much time to learn. Sometimes people are in very positive work situations, doing work that they love. Sometimes the people are not in positive work situations. And you take a job because you need a job, and it's not a great situation. It may not be great socially, it may not be great financially. It may be there may be difficult people that you're interacting with. Yom HaShabbos mashkim uvon lebeis haKnesses. But regardless of what your work situation is, of course, the week, Shabbos, you get up, you come to shul, Korin Kriya Shema uvnei HaTeva, Shema Shmon Esrei Chazaras HaShatz, Korin Bator Maftirim Benavi Yulein Haftara. Rebbe Shem says, Bonai, Hagibiyu Kolchem Keshishmu Chaverim. A little louder. Let your friends hear. Who are the friends? Who are the Sarim who are on the outside? Malachi Asharis. Malachim should be inspired, so to speak, by what you and I do. To be Mishtachim b'tzar d'lohon v'askim b'ched v'sadili. In the midst of living all mazeh. And you think about that Gemara, right? Moshe Rabbeinu is debating with the Malachim, where does the Torah belong? And he says, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu formed the Torah, it's meant for the muck of al mazeh. It's meant for the ins and outs, the nitty gritty of dealing with the ups and downs of al mazeh. And that's what we deal with. We deal with the ups and downs of al mazeh. Sometimes it's wonderful, sometimes it's difficult, often it's very challenging. And yet, to be able to show up to shul on Shabbos morning in a beautiful davin, well, Malachim should be inspired. Malachim ought to hear what you and I are doing. To be mishtachim b'tzar d'lohom, to be involved in all of this, all the complexity of al mazeh, and to be able to have clarity, and to be able to focus, and to say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and to treasure Torah. Now, beautiful. What does that have to do with us? Very nice medrash. That seems to have nothing to do with our topic. Chevra, what? So to have chevra with the Malachi Asharis, that's not the point. What's remarkable is up until now, we've been talking about the fact that the Jew is Bebeis HaSohar and managed to Meshabeach to the king, a focus on Torah and Tefillah, despite the ups and downs, throughout the ups and downs, the oscillations of life. And then what does the Midrash go on to say in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Tunu daitchem shlo tisnu zeze. Make sure, Kinderlach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, it's so impressed. What you're doing, it's so impressed, Malachim should be impressed. Malachim ought to hear what you're doing. Make sure you don't get negative with each other. Don't be jealous of each other. Avoid inappropriate competition. Don't put each other down. Sometimes it's very tempting. Get a good laugh. Everyone else will like it, except the guy who's, even the guy who got dissed, of course, will laugh along also, because you don't want to be the guy who didn't laugh along, but that's just because you laugh along doesn't mean you're mochel b'lev shalom. Sometimes people are. Often people are not. Shalom, why? Now, this already seems sort of out of place. There's nothing here about, of all the things you could say, all of a sudden we're going to be careful with your b'nav l'chaveru. That's already fascinating. And then the Medrash goes on. Why? Shalom yomar malachi asharis lefanav. Gosh Baruch says, because kinderlach. Such beautiful Torah and tefillah. In the face of adversity. But if it's going to be combined with a lack of refinement in Derech Eretz and in Bina Malchadero, Malachim will say, Rebbeinu Shalom, Torah should asat olam Yisrael in an oskimba. They're not involved in, they're not learning the Torah. Hare eva v'kin of a sin of a sachus v'nehem. Look at all the animus, look at all the hate, look at all the jealousy, look at all that competition. So therefore, I tempt to kaimu v'sa b'shalom. Make sure to keep it b'shalom. So what's the diyuk? The diyuk by this point should be pretty clear. What does the Medrash say? Malachim will say, if we learn in Davin, but the B'nai Malchadero is, could use some work, more than could use some work. B'nai Malchadero is lousy. Learn in Davin, Gavaldik, B'nai Malchadero is lousy. What are the Malachim going to say? You're not learning. It didn't say, the Torah didn't work. There are Gemaras that talk about that. A person is going to learn, but he's going to have the unrefined, coarse person. It's a chil Hashem. So people say, look, this is what happens when you learn Torah. But this medrash, that's a very important point. And it's the contrary. A person learns and is a paragon of refinement. So ma'abriyos omer salav asher la'ato. You see, this is what happens. You see the power of Torah. That's avas Hashem. That's beautiful. But this medrash is making a different point. It's not saying, if you learn in Davin, your ben av chaver is lousy, people can say, what a chil Hashem, look, this is what Torah produces. But Malachim are going to say, they haven't learned. Einam oskim ba. The Torah you gave to Klal Yisrael, they're not learning it. Because after all, harei, ra'i ledavar, eva, skina, sin, etc. Hadvarim lo ro'im. You have midos, is that called ein oskim b'Torah? So we would have said, that's shalol l'shma. Maybe if they have bad midos, but they're doing shalol l'shma. Or they're learning, but they're not. They're being low, maybe not, but there isn't a lasos, but chazal borer mililu. She'ein zen nikra esik b'torah klal, because in a place you learn Torah, behechrech metabach emidas Torah v'shalom b'nim. At the very least, then you need to be sure that in a place where you're developing Torah, you're developing midos. Well, one could even go for, and he says, and therefore, if there isn't midos, it must be they're not really learning. Or we can go deeper and say the Torah is not coming by midos heisn shkein Torah b'cheftza. This is again a far more fundamental vart. Not only does Torah and there's avodah and there's also midos chasad, you have to make sure not just to get two out of the three, but if you're missing the third, you're missing the first two as well. So it's a lot to think about. But here tomorrow we'll go on to see he has something important to say about the fact that the malachim refer to the medrash as chaverim. What does that tell us about ourselves? We'll pick up with that mitzvah tomorrow.